Chapter 2, Protection. Three times the clones, and Cody specifically, being dragons meant protection. One. Their gunship had taken damage during landing, but they hadn't realized it until they tried to return to the ship after the battle ended. Their pilot had been able to get them back down, but repairs were out of the question with the supplies they had with them. They calmed for assistance, but one of the freak storms this planet was known for had popped up within 10 minutes of them landing, so rescue had to wait until morning. It also meant staying in their damaged ship was out of the question. The clones shifted into dragon form, grabbed what supplies they had, and made it to the cave system nearby within a few minutes of Obi-Wan giving the orders to do so.
"Not exactly how I expected this evening to go," Boyle grumbled as they went through the supplies.
"I know we all expected to be back on the Negotiator tonight, but this is hardly the worst place we've ever had to hunker down for the night," Cody chided. They set up a watch rotation and began to break out their ration bars and water.
"I can take a watch rotation, Commander," Obi-Wan pointed out as he watched his men work.
"Not necessary, General," Cody replied swiftly. "We have it handled." Obi-Wan had learned many things about his commander since they started serving together, and one was how determined the man was to make him take care of himself. Contrary to what some seem to think, Obi-Wan didn't neglect himself entirely. He simply pushed himself hard because there were so many things that needed to be done. Cody didn't seem to think that was sufficient when they were only general and commander. Once they had become more, Cody had hardened his stance on Obi-Wan's lack of self-care.
"Then I suppose I shall leave matters in your capable hands," the Jedi offered graciously.
He could feel the clone's warm affection and pleasure in the Force. He smiled softly. Cody closed the distance between them and pressed their foreheads together with a quiet, "Thank you." Obi-Wan reveled in the warmth of Cody's presence, both physically and in the Force. This region was cold this time of year, in addition to being plagued by storms. He would need to bundle himself tightly in his robes to keep warm enough, since their gunship hadn't had much in the way of blankets or camping gear.
"Sirs," Waxer interrupted a moment later. He looked utterly unrepentant as he waved some ration bars and a canteen in their direction.
They pulled apart, Cody with a long-suffering sigh, and Obi-Wan with a slightly embarrassed flush. A pointed glare sent Waxer on his way back towards Boyle and the others. The next couple of hours were spent talking and relaxing before it was time to try to sleep.
"I'll keep you warm," Cody promised.
"Are you sure you'll be all right?" Obi-Wan asked.
The clone tilted his head in the direction of his brothers, several of whom had already shifted and were settling between others to help stave off the chill of the cave. It seemed that was the plan all around then.
"Get comfortable, Shari. I'll curl up around you," Cody ordered gently.
Obi-Wan did as he was instructed and settled into the position that was the closest he could get to comfortable on the cold stone floor. He smiled at the pleased rush of warmth and affection he felt in the Force. Cody always did like it when he followed his orders. Obi-Wan felt his beloved shifting forms, and within a few moments, a medium-sized dragon was sitting beside him. Once he was ready, Cody curled around him as much as he could, before draping a wing over him. The Jedi cuddled close to the dragon's side and enjoyed the warmth and protection. Feeling so warm and safe, it didn't take long for him to drift off to sleep. Obi-Wan woke the next morning to a clear sky and a beeping comm, signaling that rescue was inbound.
"Thank you," he said, pressing his forehead against the dragon's snout.
The dragon nuzzled at his face for a moment in reply before pulling back and shifting back to human form.
"I'll always look after you, if you let me," Cody reminded him.
Obi-Wan knew the truth of those words to the depth of his being.
too.
When Cody so often chose to be sweet and affectionate in dragon form, it was easy to forget how deadly he could be in it, too. The battle was not going well using standard tactics. If they retreated much more, they would be pinned. That was not acceptable. Obi-Wan looked at his commander and nodded. Cody snapped out an order via his wrist comm. Within a moment, there were a dozen large dragons present on the battlefield. They took to the sky before plowing into the lines of droids with a mighty roar. Droids and pieces of droids went airborne as they were flung by vicious claws. Cody led the charge, decimating ranks of droids before the others even caught up with him. He swooped and dodged as the droids aimed their tanks at him. He snatched one with his claws and wrenched it to the side before ripping the barrel clean off. Two other ghosts worked in tandem to lift one tank and fling it at another. The resulting explosion was incredibly satisfying. It was enough that the remaining troops on the ground were able to turn the tide of the battle. Within an hour, they had turned a potential defeat into a victory. A few more men shifted, and the dragons pursued the retreating droids, destroying them all. Then the troopers in dragon form had gone scouting, to be sure they had dealt with all the droids nearby. That left the rest to see to the wounded and check on their supplies. Obi-Wan was overseeing cleanup when Cody landed heavily beside him. "Are we clear?" he asked. The dragon nodded sharply. "Excellent. Are you injured?" A shake of the head. "Are any of the others?" Another no. That was always a good thing. Obi-Wan placed a hand on Cody's flank as they stood quietly for a moment watching over their men as they were. The dragon relaxed under the touch. "Do you plan to stay in that form until we are prepared to return to the ship?" A nod. "Very well, my dear commander. You keep watch. I will check the status of our preparations," Obi-Wan declared. His words were met with a gentle headbutt. He laughed and stroked the dragon's snout for a long moment before heading to check on their men. He noticed a few others were still shifted and keeping watch at the edges of the battlefield. They were so protective. He wished there weren't a need. The planet that they were on was possibly the coldest the 212th had visited yet. "What's the plan for the general?" Waxer asked as they prepared to bunk down for the night. They had tents and bedding. The clones weren't worried about themselves, but they were definitely worried about their general. While he wasn't delicate, he certainly was more fragile than they themselves were. "I'll be with him," Cody explained, though his tone reflected surprise at that even being in question. "No offense, sir, but are you sure that's enough?" Boyle asked. "He's already cold and trying to hide it," Wooly offered, his sad Tuca eyes in full force. The commander swore. If the general was cold now, he'd be freezing long before morning, even with a dragon-shaped heater at his side. That meant he'd need backup. "Okay, you three are joining us. Grab Longshot, too. That should be enough," Cody ordered. They scrambled to do as they were bid. "Cody, care to explain your plans for sleeping arrangements?" Obi-Wan asked with a quirked eyebrow as he glanced at the number of men in the tent. He had assumed he would only be sharing with Cody, so he had been quite surprised to see four other ghosts inside, too. "It's going to get very cold overnight. Body heat from five dragons ought to suffice to keep you comfortable," Cody offered reasonably. Obi-Wan was certain that that was unnecessary. He didn't need all the fuss. "Please, sir, let us make sure you stay warm," Wooly asked, not hesitating to pull out the sad Tuca eyes. Wooly was one of their youngest. He was a skilled fighter, but the general still fell for his sad Tuca expression every time. As predicted, the Jedi folded like wet flimsy in less than a minute.
Oh, very well, Obi-Wan allowed.
Wooly smiled brightly. The troopers quickly set to work to lay out the bedrolls and blankets. Obi-Wan stood back, letting them work without him getting in their way. He removed the little armor he wore, as it wasn't comfortable to sleep in. He was going to leave his boots on in deference to the cold.
The whole point of this is that we'll keep you warm, Cody pointed out. Take off your boots. Get comfortable. Trust us to look after you.
Really, how could Obi-Wan argue with that?
It looks wonderful. Very comfortable, he told them as he allowed himself to be herded to the middle of the pile once they were done.
That's how he found himself with a small-sized Cody spread out on top of him, with the rest of them in medium-sized forms curled close around them. He had to admit, it kept him plenty warm,